Joining us on the show today is Ali Mirza from the Islamic Society of Belleville, but he's volunteering. He also has a full-time job as a pharmacist in Trenton.
Good morning, Ali.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good, thank you. Thank you for giving us some time. Tell us about this day.
Thanks. Thanks for taking me online.
Welcome. Anytime. So, we just thought maybe we could explain to everybody here what is Ramadan now and what will we be doing?
So, Ramadan is the 9th month of the Islamic calendar. And in Ramadan, the Muslims, healthy Muslims, young Muslims who can do it, they fast from sunrise to sunset.
Yes.
Ali, that seems like... That would be a challenge for any of us, and this is over the month.
Yes. So when we say fast, it means we have to stop eating and drinking all day.
Yep, no water, no chips, no cheating in between.
No.
Ali, have you ever just like snuck a cracker or something that nobody was looking that you think, you know, you were hungry?
No, like we... all know if Allah, the God, is always looking at us.
Yeah.
So we could not cheat with him.
Okay, so this goes on for a month?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, so it will be starting from around 6 in the morning until 7:30 at night for 29 days.
Yes.
Update us on the Muslim community in Belleville, in the Quinney area, Ali, if you can.
Yeah, so the Muslim community is growing in Belleville for the last few years. We have a lot of people, they move from Toronto, and we have a lot of students from overseas in the Loyalist College. You can say we have about 100 to 120 families in Belleville, and they work in all sectors, in manufacturing, in healthcare, in the armed forces, everywhere.
Yeah, lots of people from different communities, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
So what do you do exactly? Because I'm new here in Belleville. I moved here last April, actually, and I'm also in Loyalist College. And I was just really happy to know that there's this Islamic society going on. So what do you do here as part of the activities, let's say, in the community?
So in the Muslim community, we do arrange classes for the students, teach them about Islam. And also, be part of the faith community where, interfaith community where we can, go and see other people, other faiths. And also, as a Muslim community, we help different food banks, our Belleville Hospital and stuff like that.
Oh.
Well, thank you for your time this morning, Ali. We appreciate it. You were at the Guardian Drugstore in Trenton.
Yes.
And today is the beginning of Ramadan, and all the best over the next month. And there's a lot of prayer associated with this as well.
Yes, yes. So in Ramadan, we Muslims always pray 5 times a day. And in Ramadan, we have a special prayer we call Tarawih. In the evening, around this time, around 9 o'clock, about 1.5 hours every night.
Yeah, it's a long time. 1.5 hours. Sometimes I know when
I'm trying to get my head around this. So it's you pray 5 times a day, Ali, and then the evening prayer is 90 minutes?
It's optional, but yes. If somebody wants to go, they can go for 30 minutes, they can go for 1 hour, but if you want to go to full, it's about 90 minutes, yes.
Yeah, so you can see it as like brownie points, because I remember as a kid, I would do maybe 20 minutes, 25 minutes, and then my legs hurt me. So as you get older, you have more resilience, I think. But the longer you do it, let's see, it's like more brownie points that you get if you can do it for longer. And I would like to say just one thing. So this is a very popular greeting that everybody says to each other here now during Ramadan. Ramadan Kareem. So that is happy, Merry, how you say Merry Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
So this is Ramadan Kareem.
Ramadan Kareem.
Mm.
Ramadan Kareem.
Yeah. Thank you, Ali. Appreciate the call to the show.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.